afternoon home for Kings Talk and so much more. The Drive Guys on Sactown Sports.
Yeah, Kyle Draper and I are getting ready for the Warriors Kings as only the Drive Guys can. All-star starters were announced today. Steph Curry's not an all-star starter. Will he be an all-star? Nope. Almost certainly. Will De'Aaron Fox be an all-star? Let's hope so. Kyle Draper, I will let you frame the argument, that the discussion that we're having here before we go to the phones, which we have. Look at all the
We got a lot of calls. Great. I want to hear from the people regarding this.
Of course, I do too.
You know, Tristy Rodriguez, who I work with at NBC Sports California, tweeted out something very interesting. It was the stats for De'Aaron Fox and for Steph Curry. Very similar. First 20 games and last the rest of the season. Extremely similar. So I did a deep dive. I said, you know what? Let me see the numbers myself. Pretty much same across the board.
Yes.
26.7 points to 27.4 points in favor of De'Aaron. 4.2 rebounds to 4.1 rebounds in favor of Steph. 5.6 assists to 5 assists in favor of De'Aaron. But where De'Aaron Fox has the advantage is win-loss record of teams. 24-18 versus 19-22. 4.5 game differential. And so I said, De'Aaron Fox this season, based on this season alone, is more deserving of an all-star spot than Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying he will get it, but if I had to vote and I did a deep dive and looked at the numbers, my vote would go De'Aaron Fox.
Right.
Some people don't agree with me, but that's how I'm framing my argument. I want to hear what the people think. 916-339-1140.
And I just don't think that's how you should select an all-star. Yeah. It's clearly not how they do select an all-star. Therefore, I feel like there's really no comparison. De'Aaron's great. Hopefully he's an all-star, but you can't say he should be an all-star over Steph Curry. In my opinion. What do you think? I believe I'm in the minority here, of course.
Let's hear what people
on
say.
On the home of the Kings. Let's talk to Will on Sactown Sports. Thanks for hanging, Will. What's up?
Hey, man, both of y'all tripping today. You know, Drace, man, Whitey, you up, man, look. What? You up there dogging Luka. Luka out of shape, but look, man, the Kings could have drafted Luka. We drafted Bags, okay? We could have had Steph. We could have had Thompson. I mean, y'all have to think before y'all, you know, you can't rip on Luka. I'll take Luka today. Give me Luka on the Kings. I'll take him today. Now, Drace.
You going Drace, at us both, huh?
Drake, it ain't, man, nobody cares about the All-Star game, man. Look, it's just a party thing, man. Nobody cares. Look, my boy hasn't hit his free throws. If he want to really be up there with Steph, he has to hit his free throws. And then we're talking about,
good point.
You know, we know, Drake, you advertising the next game with Milwaukee and Cleveland, man, they're using your voice. Man, they're using your voice on that Dame shot. I can't take it.
What are you talking about? They're using my voice.
On the promo for the game?
Yeah, on the promo on the game. Man, it's all Drake, man. It's all Drake.
Where
Dame
at?
Dame hit the shot.
Oh, when Dame hit that shot?
Yeah. Every time they show, the game, next game of Milwaukee, I'm hearing Drake.
My man.
Thank you, Will.
Will, good stuff, man. Yeah. Appreciate you, baby.
Great point about the foul shooting, Will.
No,
you want to say anything about that?
I'm going to let you go. I'm not going to take that bait. No, I was just let you go on that.
Roy on Sactown Sports. Hello, Roy. How are you?
Hey, Drake. I got two beefs with you, man. The first one is you got to stop the Brock Purdy hate, man. All right? That's the number one.
Okay. Right,
the second thing is the All-Star game is a show. It's entertaining. And let's be honest, De'Aaron Fox has not been entertaining. Mm. He ain't been putting on a show. Not one game this season against the Warriors. Not one game against the Pelicans. Not one game against the Clippers. I mean, I need a show. If you're going to be an All-Star, play like an All-Star. But he ain't been playing like one. That's why he don't deserve it. That's why Steph does. Because even though Steph ain't there, he plays like an all-star.
What are you talking about? Look at the numbers. De'Aaron Fox statistically has had a slight better season. You're acting like De'Aaron Fox hasn't delivered. Come on, this slander of De'Aaron Fox.
If it's the numbers, why ain't Brock better in your eyes? if it's the numbers.
No, we're talking different sports. We're talking different sports. Come on now. We're talking different sports.
The NBA is about box office. The NBA is about showmanship. The NBA is about putting on the spectacular. De'Aaron Fox ain't been doing that. Listen, every night
that's
I go
recency
see
bias,
I
baby.
No,
no, that's recency bias
not.
There,
can't
Roy.
Both talk at once. We can't both talk at once. Go ahead, Roy.
We'll see you tonight.
That's recency right, bias, ahead, Roy. Here's
Thank
the thing.
You,
I can go down to game log also and look at some games where Steph Curry, 7 points. Steph Curry, 13 points. Steph Curry, 9 points. This narrative about De'Aaron Fox, sure, his numbers are down lately. But if you look at Steph Curry, his numbers have dropped also. You guys aren't watching the Warriors. The Warriors have been trash for most of the season. They're 19-22. They're struggling now, right now. And so I think we're a little, you know, because we're so close to Sacramento. We watched De'Aaron's. His numbers are down lately. That's recency bias over the last 2 weeks. Like I said, Steph Curry, 16 points I could point to. Steph Curry, 17 points. Steph Curry's had bad games as well.
Thank you, Roy. It is a show. That's what I agree with, Roy.
Right.
It's a big all-star game, a big show.
But to your point about the records, Drape, also, like you were talking about the Lakers getting two people in the all-star game with a better record. The Lakers have more losses this year than the Warriors.
But here's what we need to do then, Kyle. If it is a show, just make it all fan voting. Because ultimately, it's for the fans.
It
should just be all for the fans.
This is what they wanted. This, and I've made this point for years. We can't have nice things because they gave the fans that privilege and they tried to vote Zaza Pachulia into the All-Star game.
When Austin Reeves is playing in the All-Star game, don't get mad at me. Because you guys said it's the show. It's what the fans want to see.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. It's how your boy Wiggins made an All-Star team.
Yeah.
There was a pop star in Korea that got behind him.
Yeah.
Ken on Sacktown Sports. Hello, Ken. How are you?
What it do, gentlemen? How's everybody feeling this evening?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, man, I just want to say, man, De'Aaron Fox, man, he's been shining, man, like that bright star, man, that North Star. So just like you just pointed out, I'm glad you pointed that out, Kyle, man, because Curry has had a lot of bad games. My man Fox has been putting in the work, man, since last year, man. That's the reason why we made it third in the standings last year and made it to the playoffs because it's outstanding play, and that's why they made it to All-Star game. What has changed from last year? What has changed from him not making the All-Star team or both of our players making the All-Star team? I mean, we're shining like we supposed, and man, and they got sitting next to you talking about that Curry to be on the All-Star team just because of his popularity. That's wrong, man, because it's a popularity thing. Why Fox is not as popular as Curry?
Because he plays in a smaller market and he hadn't won the championships. I don't mean to demean De'Aaron Fox.
Let me say this though, too, Whitey.
Sorry, I don't
to cut
mean
you
it
off.
To be demeaning.
Good call. De'Aaron Fox's numbers are better this year than they were last year. The Kings' record is pretty much the same as it was last year. He was a no-brainer All-Star last year. Now he's borderline? Like, why is that? Why do you think that is?
Well, there's other I mean, not everything else is the same. Those things are the same, but not everything else is the same that goes into it.
What's different? Tell me what's different.
Well, his numbers are
up. Other players are playing.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not about how other players are playing.
Yeah, because there's other players that.
No, it's about the results of the team. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was awesome last year.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why he's in the MVP is because the play of the team. Anthony Edwards, the play of the team. They're better. The reason why we're talking Karl-Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert, the play of the team. And so that's records. This is my thing with Steph Curry that I'm talking about. They're 19-22. He's putting up empty numbers. His numbers aren't leading to winning. But yet, because he's Steph Curry, just the name, we're going to give it. If
you
it's
just
a popularity.
Can't be so myopic and look at it as it's just this year, half of a season.
So it's not about this year. It's not just about this year.
No, of
right.
course not.
Okay.
It never has been.
Right.
Plus, Fox's
and
numbers.
It's a popularity contest.
Why should you have an award for having a good half season?
You're an all-star this year. It's an annual thing.
It's not
a lifetime achievement award or anything like that.
It looks at a guy's career. Yeah. I mean, there's no reason to give an award for good half seasons.
But that's what they do. That's why Dan Majerle made it. You know, go back and look it up. Dan Majerle was an all-star. Lowry Markkanen, his numbers, Kyle, are what? basically the same.
Top 20 in points, top 20
exactly.
in rebounds.
But now he's not. It's sort of a narrative.
Do you
right?
want him to make it ahead of Steph too? Lauri Markkanen?
Different positions. Different okay, positions. Yeah, that's and his, no, don't try and go there, Whitey. Don't you can't do that. You can't do that because it's different positions. That his position, his rebounding numbers are better. Like, it's different. I'm talking De'Aaron Fox, Steph Curry. That's what I'm focusing on. And my guy, De'Aaron Fox, deserves it just as much, if not more, this year.
Based on this year,
Steph
sure.
Curry.
If you're
that's
just
all
on
I'm
this
saying.
Year.
That's
okay.
all I'm saying.
AC, Sacktown Sports. What's up, AC? Thanks for hanging.
Hey, Draper, I got to tell you, I've been with Whitey since he was a regular daytime talk show host on regular radio, so I'm going to have to side with him on this. De'Aaron Fox got into the All-Star game last year and basically did nothing, right, which is not really what the fans want to see. And we know that the All-Star game is a showcase for dunks, long shots, and Steph Curry is that kind of daredevil that brings excitement to the game. What they should do is have a little mini All-Star tournament, have more than one roster because there's way too many good players to fit them all on one All-Star team. So that's all I got to say.
Thanks, AC. I thought he was going to go. AC. I've been with Whitey a long time,
but
not today.
Right, not today, Drapes. I'm with you, Team Drapes.
That's where I thought that was going.
Crown Royal said he wasn't a no-brainer. He was in. You're right, but in my eyes, he was a no-brainer last year. Like, De'Aaron Fox's numbers are even better this year. Like,
let's hope he makes it. I hope he makes it. I do. I really do. That would be tremendous.
I hope so, too. It's an uphill battle because you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong that Steph Curry is going to make it. I'm just saying De'Aaron Fox deserves it based on his play last year. I mean,
if
this
you're
year.
Saying, yeah, I mean, I can't really disagree with that based on this year only.
Yes.
Okay, we both know, and I know you know this as well as I do, that's not how they, you know, evaluate who an All-Star is. So
and the other problem
crossed.
Is that James Harden jumped over to the West this year, and
yeah,
now it clogs
the
up the
things aren't the same as last year.
Yeah, it clogs yeah. up the voting system because the other five guards are going to be exactly the same: Luka, Shea, Steph Curry, Devin Booker, and Ant Edwards. Those were the five guards last year.
Yeah, the Kings had the same record for the most part as last year. But last year, as we discussed, they were the story of the year with the beam, and no one saw it coming. And oh, we got to reward that, right? And this year, from the league standpoint, yeah, they're about where they were last year. We thought they'd be better. Look at Oklahoma City. It's not right, perhaps not fair, but you know that's part of the way they
decide. That's part of
it.
That's yeah, yes.
And
that's
the other thing
is,
it's the All-Star game, and ultimately, it's not going to matter that much. But that's not why we're having this discussion. Do you think the Warriors are a legitimate rival of the Kings? And do the Kings? I was thinking about this today. You know, all the Lakers. I don't know if the Kings right now really have any legitimate team rivals. Am I wrong? Who's out there? Obviously, the Warrior thing seems a little more
right.
dormant now because it's been a while since they played. But, you know, we saw what happened last year in the playoffs. That became a real rivalry. Other than that, the Lakers are just kind of it used to be a rivalry. I don't know if they have a lot of rivals right now.
You might be right. And you know, when you look at the Warriors, and when I look at the rivalry, I'm thinking – not a fan rivalry, because I do think Kings fans and Warriors fans are rivals. Kings fans and Lakers fans are rivals. But when you look at the organization, too many ties with Golden State. Mike Brown, Luke Laux, De'Aaron Fox, Steph Curry, you know, Vivek. I mean, like, there's so many ties. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think there's a respect and a liking, you know. And so it's not Lakers Celtics in the 80s or Kings Lakers in the early 2000s. You know, I don't know this year, right at this moment, if they have any hated rivalries where the organization, maybe the Lakers, just because it's the Lakers, where the players, the organization, Doug Christie, the fans, we all hate the media, you know, we're all against, but Warriors, it's not feeling like a rivalry anymore. It's killing me.
Celtics Lakers is maybe the greatest rivalry in NBA history. They have been in separate conferences. So why are they rivals? Because they played in the biggest games in the postseason, and that's where rivalries are really bred, right? So the Warriors thing was dormant for so long, and I know what you're saying. Right now it seems like it's cooled, but last year in the playoffs, they were in the playoffs. It was huge. And the Laker thing is left over from when the Kings used to play the Lakers in the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
So given that the Kings haven't been in the playoffs very many years lately,
do we need to see Golden State again in the playoffs?
Let's knock them. Lock them out of the play-in.
No, I want to see them in the playoffs. Because it's the play-in, that means we're there too.
My point is, if the Kings get in this year, whoever they play, that's going to be a rivalry. You know?
Yeah.
No matter who it is
that
they play.
Yeah, I do think, you know, this Kings-Warriors rivalry, maybe the NBA messed it up or maybe they did it right. I don't know. Three games in the first 3 weeks, you know, it seems kind of, I don't know. It was force-fed us.
Wasn't that to jumpstart the ratings and get people to get notice, hey, basketball's back.
Yeah, exactly.
The tournament.
And now, then you go 2 months without, and so much has gone on. Both teams, we had Anthony Slater on, both teams in desperate need of a win. For some reason, this game does not feel like a rivalry, even though this is rivalry week in the NBA. Mm-hmm. The NBA is trying to hype this game up as a rivalry. I just think the two teams right now are in different mental states. Like, it's not about, oh, I got to kick the Warriors, but we just need to win right now.
Yeah, I got to get my own house in order before I worry about what you're doing.
Right.
Do you think Domas is Kings key tonight?
I think so. What's interesting,
I do too,
is Looney only played 10 minutes last night. I expect he's going to play a lot more tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I think
Šarić has been playing a lot for them.
Šarić. But I think
Sabonis will destroy him.
Yeah, Sabonis will eat him for lunch, no doubt about it. And so I think when you look at Domas, it's about the way he plays. Play physical, but also take what's there. That foul line jumper, he has to shoot that tonight. I want at least five of those tonight if he's open. I don't even care if he miss or make. Just shoot it. Like, because if you let Looney sit back, gum up the middle, cut down the passing lanes, that's playing into the Warriors' hands. So he got to have a big game tonight.
There's a narrative that the Warriors have figured out Domas. Mm-hmm. And obviously they threw him off his stride in the playoffs. But it's really, that narrative is not accurate. Because so far this year, against the Warriors, they played three games. Domas, 19-8-7.
Yeah.
And the Kings lost that game. But that's pretty solid. 23-11-8. They lost that game. And then in the Kings win, he had 9-8-10. So I read somewhere, Sabonis doesn't have a triple-double against the Warriors yet this year. No, he doesn't, but he's had some really, really solid games.
Yeah, I think this year he has really stepped up his play. Like, it hasn't been because of him why they lose. I got the numbers the last 10 games. The playoffs. Oh, Debo coming in. What's up with you, baby? What's going on, High Flyer? Come walking in ready to start some stuff. Nah, we excited, man. We're talking about Domantas Sabonis against the Warriors. His numbers have been good against Golden State this year. He's been taking it to them this year.
Jump
on. Go ahead. Pull it up. What do you want to see from Domas tonight?
I mean, KD, bro, this dude's a walking triple-double. You talk about good. No, this dude's numbers have been great. And, I mean, he'll have 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists in the first half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, numbers-wise, I mean, he can't get any better. Mm-hmm. I mean, we really take that for granted. I mean, at one point, KD, he had 7 triple-doubles in, like, 13, 12 games, something crazy like that.
It was crazy.
Can't get any better, bro. I mean, what else can you ask for the guy?
No, I'm with you 100%. You know, and like Whitey was saying, there's this narrative that he doesn't play against the Warriors. I feel like he's exercised those demons. He's erased that narrative this regular season. Sure, in the playoffs, his numbers were down. The shooting percentage was down, efficiency down. Yeah. But he's been bout it this year against Golden State.
You know what? I think a lot of people are so in tune to what happened in that playoff series to where they're like, well, you know, he haven't showed up against the Golden State Warriors. Well, let's keep it 100. The Golden State Warriors have had our number up until now. Mm. They have really been able to match up with us well and just, you know, at the end of games, pull it out. You know, the veteran scenario, what Golden State has, they always come out in the end and beat us in basketball games.
Are you a Kuminga fan? Because he had a huge night last night. He was 11 for 11, and he was just muscling people.
I mean, he's the new era.
Yeah.
He is the new era. I'm telling you, Draymond Green about to be out of there, and Kuminga taking that slot.
Mm-hmm.
He is the new era. Both of those young guys that they have is going to take over as soon as this little fiasco they got going. Don't take them to the championship.
Right.
KD, I said it again. It's their last dance.
Last dance. All right, Drapes. I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy the game tonight.
What you got for dinner?
Oh, that's a sandwich, bro.
Okay.
I got, you know,
I
got the pull boy. But you know, you can have a half of that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.